A suicide bomber set off a bus explosion in the commercial heart of downtown Jerusalem today. At least 15 people were killed and some 70 were hurt. The radical group Hamas claimed responsibility. About an hour later, an Israeli helicopter fired missiles at a car near Gaza City. Israeli television said the target was a senior Hamas militant identified as Tito Masoud, a commander of the Hamas military wing. A hospital in Gaza reported that at least 4 people were killed. NPR's Linda Gradstein is at the scene of the bus explosion in Jerusalem. Linda, what are you seeing?
Well, I'm standing about 70 feet from the bus. The frame is still standing, but it has been completely destroyed from the inside. The roof has been blown off from the inside. It's all black inside. The Jerusalem police spokesman said the bomber got on the bus, they believe, a few stops before he blew himself up. He exploded himself on Jaffa Road, which has been the scene of several other attacks. Several eyewitnesses said that among the dead were several women.
What more did Hamas say in making its claim of responsibility?
Well, Hamas claims responsibility for the attack and said it was in revenge for yesterday's Israeli attempted assassination of Hamas leader Abdulaziz Rantisi. After that attack, Hamas had threatened that every Zionist, as Hamas said, would be a target for attacks. Police said that they did have warnings of terrorist attacks, but no specific warning for downtown Jerusalem.
So it seems that the area is just in another cycle of attack and counterattack.
Well, that's exactly what it seems like. There was the assassination attempt on Hamas yesterday, the suicide bus bombing today, the Israeli missile strike that killed 4 people in Gaza, one of them a senior Hamas militant. And all the Israelis here at the scene that I've been talking to said, you know, we're just waiting for the next attack. Is it going to be tonight? Is it going to be tomorrow? Several said to me they're afraid to take the buses. They're afraid to go out of their houses, things like that.
And what does this mean for the efforts at achieving peace in the Middle East?
Well, the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace was sort of just taking its first very tentative step. Israel, in the last couple of days, dismantled 10 illegal outposts and was set to dismantle several more. The Palestinians had opened a dialogue with Hamas about ending all attacks on Israelis, and there was a sense that maybe something was beginning. Last week, it's exactly 1 week since the Aqaba summit, in which Prime Minister Ariel Sharon stood next to Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas and President Bush, and they pledged to move forward with peace. Each side recognized the other side and the other's right to a state. Those speeches at Aqaba feel very far away today.
Has the Israeli government said anything about this today?
The Israeli government has not officially commented. However, I just spoke to Natan Sharansky, who was a previous cabinet minister, and he said that the government has to do more to fight terrorism, that he believes there should be an even harder line. Behind me, there's several dozen demonstrators with cries against Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. So there's a lot of heated feeling on both sides here.
Has the Palestinian Authority been heard from today?
The Palestinian Authority has not been heard from yet. However, in the past, after these attacks, the Palestinian Authority has said that they condemn all attacks on civilians, whether they are Israeli or Palestinian. The Egyptian, the head of the Egyptian intelligence services, Oman Suleiman, is here in order to try to get Hamas and the Palestinian Authority talking to each other again about the possibility for a ceasefire. However, after everything that's happened in the past 24 hours, that seems fairly unlikely.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Don Gagne is our White House correspondent. Don, the president is speaking in Chicago today. I assume he's received word about today's activities in Jerusalem.
He has indeed. We have not actually heard from the president on this yet. We have heard from a White House spokesman that the president does condemn these this latest act of violence. But literally, Bob, as we speak here right now, the president is taking the stage in Chicago. He's giving a speech on Medicare. But we do anticipate that at some point in that speech, he will make some reference to these latest developments in the Middle East.
Well, it's enormously discouraging. discouraging, of course. The president had hoped to launch an initiative to get the two sides together, the Israelis and Palestinians, and now this.
Bob, it was 1 week ago today that the what they called the Red Sea Summit took place in Aqaba, Jordan. And there the president stood with the Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and the new Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, and he was very optimistic, even though they had kept expectations low for what would come out of that meeting. It was clear that in the wake of that summit that the president felt very good that there was at least an opportunity that could be seized, that there was a weariness on the part of all sides of the ongoing cycle of violence, and that perhaps there was an opportunity. And then again, less than a week later, we got the Israeli attack, the assassination attempt on the Hamas leader yesterday. When that happened, the president really did put forth a rebuke of the Israelis. He said he regretted the loss of innocent life, and he was concerned that the attacks would make it more difficult for the Palestinian leadership to fight off terrorism. And now today, again, things appear to be escalating even further.
I was listening to his statement yesterday. Each word seemed to be very, very carefully chosen.
He was measuring his words, and you could tell that he was upset and concerned about what all this could lead to.
NPR's Don Gagne at the White House. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.